All right, this is for some of you who have done the whole entire course and you still don't feel the connection that you wanted to feel. I was guided to share this message with you because what I'm getting here, and this is Sarita Daly, and that is there are certain things that are blocking you being able to communicate on that level with your guides. And some of those things have to do with really simple things that if you tweak it just a little bit, you'll see a change, a huge difference. What a difference it would make. So some of the things that weaken the auric field, they have to do with poor diet, improper psychic ability, exercise or lack thereof, also fresh air or lack thereof, and not fresh air per se, but a lack of fresh air, not getting fresh air, not breathing properly, lack of rest, not getting your sleep, stress, worry, anxiety, anger, things like that, drinking a lot of alcohol, doing drugs or what have you. And I don't consider 420 to be a drug, but I would say anything that you're doing that you find to be detrimental to you because you're not able to do what you need to do in your life, you're not managing it, then it is, a lot of times, for lack of a better word, it can be called a drug, whatever, depending on what that is, tobacco. Some people smoking, whatever, may not make you feel the best, may not feel as open, but I've known some people who still did certain things and they still connected to their guides, because the guides, they're definitely not going to discriminate against you, or treat you any sort of way because you are not doing things, in the most, perfect way, so it's up to you. But if you're not feeling the connection, then tweak one or more of these areas. The other thing is negative habits or habits that you find are not to the best of your development. Certain things you need to change it up, do less, or do more of this, or do less of that. The other one is improper psychic activity, using your energies to focus on negative stuff, focus on somebody that you don't like or something and just sending a bunch of negative energy or whatever. Some of those things can impede you with communicating and understanding your guides and where they're coming from, okay? And those things will also affect your auric field. So you want to just tweak them. You want to create a little bit more balance in your life. If you're someone who doesn't feel that connection and you feel like you could use a little bit more, this message is for you. Because if you tried everything, then the only thing left to do is change. Always starts with you, with us, with the person. So what can shift in you? What do you need to change to be able to communicate with your guides better? Okay, at the highest level, we're emitting and receiving light and heat and sound and magnetic energy and electricity and all that type of stuff. And we're also sending it back out. But when we have these huge blockages where we're not allowing ourselves to be in our full power, then you're not going to be able to connect with your guides in a way that makes the most sense to you, in a way that's most beneficial to you as well. So that was it. I hope that was really helpful for you.